The city of Bentonville continues to grow in both population and building permits, according to an annual development report for 2018. Planning Services Manager Shelley Kerr says that's not much of a surprise.
For the last 5 to 7 years, we've been having pretty considerable growth. That's continuing, so that's what was expected. We thought at some point things might kind of level off a little bit, and they haven't. They're continuing. The rate of increase is about the same every year. That part isn't really changing much, but it's continuing to trend upward.
According to the report, the number of building permits issued in 2018 up by 11% from 2017, and the total valuation of all those permits nearly $500 million, an increase of 25% from the previous year. While single-family construction saw growth, Kerr says, it was a record year for multifamily developments, which made up 45% of all residential units completed in 2018.
I do think that for years, we just did not have much in the way of a variety of housing options, especially in regards to like multifamily type of housing units. And I think it was a means of trying to catch up with a demand, because it sounds like they're building them pretty quick and they're filling them pretty quick. So there was a need for it out there.
Construction also began on more than 16.5 million square feet of new commercial space, and 46 new projects were completed. That's an increase of 59% from 2017. Kerr says alterations and additions to existing buildings made up most all of the commercial building permits.
And this kind of goes across to residential as well. The thing that we noticed the biggest increase was in remodels and additions. So we're seeing a lot of renovation activity on both the residential and commercial sides. Both of those kind of spiked this year.
Kerr says most of the residential and commercial development is happening in the downtown area and in the southwest part of Bentonville. The report also tracks population growth. It puts the number of people living in Bentonville at more than 49,600.
We estimate population every year based on the number of housing units that are closed out that previous year. Those numbers were just a little bit up. We've been averaging about a 3%. We went up to 4% increase last year. So as far as our population goes, so we're continuing to increase at a little faster pace.
Gathering all this information year over year helps the city monitor development trends and plan for future needs. Kerr says the data is used to make decisions about infrastructure like roads, water, and sewer to make sure the city's services keep up with growth.
And then also, a lot of these numbers play a role into, library, their expansion needs, increasing, people in the community is going to put an increased demand on their services. And the same with parks and recreation as well. So we work very closely with all those other departments with our information so that they're aware of what's coming down the road.
This is Ozarks at Large.